Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for a come to Jesus discussion.
What happened?
Is it me, or have we had a lot of like bad road rage stories the last couple weeks? Like just the other day, we talked about a guy who smashed a rear window in a road rage.
Threw a bottle at it?
We don't know what it was, but it was something enough to break the window. This story might be worse because it involves a gun. But according to the suspect, it's totally okay because it's not the kind of gun you think. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A 22-year-old man is facing charges after a road rage incident just east of us.
What happened?
Police say the incident happened Friday morning, a week ago, just after 7 a.m. highway driving. And we don't have many details. We don't know anything about the victim. Mm-hmm. We don't know what led up to the confrontation we're about to describe. But, according to police, the 22-year-old used, and I quote, a less-than-lethal pistol to shoot a projectile at the car. I want for Christmas is
a new front end. So it's like a pellet gun or something?
It says, and I quote, a less than lethal pistol.
So does that mean it doesn't fire bullets?
I don't know. I've never heard that.
Because I always said a bullet would be lethal, pellet not so much.
Oh, no, I understand. But a pellet can also, but it's not.
They would call it a pellet gun.
But a pellet wouldn't kill you.
Well, no, it can.
Well, unless you hit you with like 1,000 pellets.
But no, you can be hit in the eye with a pellet and die. You can be hit in the ear with a pellet and die.
I don't think you get hit in the ear and die from a pellet.
Does less than lethal mean like rubber bullets or something?
It could be a BB gun. I don't know. Is there an official?
Why would they call it that?
I don't know. Is there an official weapon people that are listening that are gun people? What does less than lethal mean?
So it's not a actual gun.
It's not a actual gun, no.
Okay.
Just like you're not speaking a actual English.
Well, I don't know how else to say it.
The initial call to police came as a shots fired call. Right. So whoever saw this gun thought it was a real gun.
Well, you would, yeah.
The good news.
What's the good news?
No one was hurt. The bad news for the 22-year-old suspect, he is facing felony charges for reckless endangerment, plus the charge of endangering the welfare of a child, which means there was either a kid in the car that he allegedly shot at, or there was a kid in his car.
Yes.
I don't know which
either
is.
Either way, not good.
Which one's worse?
Well, the worst one is kid in the other car. One's a bad example. One, you're going to hurt a kid.
Okay. Yeah. So he's got a court date coming up.
Yeah.
Why are we getting so many hardcore road rage stories the last couple of weeks? And I get that road rage stories
I'll tell you why.
Oh, tell me.
There's a ton of construction right now.
Okay.
Like, there are so many detours and constructions and backups right now around this town that I think the frustration goes up when you're stuck in traffic.
Is that what it is?
You're moving.
We hit it yesterday. You and I both go the same way home?
No, I stopped at the gym. You had to hit the traffic. See, that's why you should work on your body. You don't have to wait in traffic.
I'm working on my body.
Are you?
This is what I'm working on. But no, I had a ton of construction yesterday, and it's, you know, they're trying to get it all in before the weather hits, I guess.
Okay.
But I'm seeing it overnight in the morning. It's got to add to it.
Kimmy, would you agree with that statement?
I mean, I guess it could be that if it just leads to overall more frustration on the road and you're not getting where you need to be on time, maybe that contributes to it.
All right, so here's what's strange to me. Now, by the way, I'm sorry here. Jay sent me a picture of less than lethal protection gun. It looks like it's like rubber bullets.
Okay.
Maybe like a giant BB. There are these big metal balls here. Anyway, Just the other day,
yeah,
we talked about a guy in his late 20s who was arrested after he threw something from his moving vehicle at another moving vehicle and shattered the back window. And what's weird about this, I get your argument about construction, but counterpoint, I assume that when the roads started to get dicey, which they have been the last week or two, we parked our road rage aside and focused on not dying driving home. Like, road rage has always just been a summer thing. Are we going to start seeing
winter rage? Maybe it's a new thing we're starting.
But that's horrifying. When did we decide winter rage was a potential thing? Because last Friday...
Rage don't take a day off, so.
Last Friday, if I remember correctly, the roads were not... Like, last week, the roads got a little dicey every day.
We don't weather? Or,
weather, yes. Yeah. No?
I guess.
Okay. Bro, winter rage is a scary proposition.
Hey, maybe it's here to stay. Who knows?
to your point about construction, it could lead to more people having to take detours using GPS in their car, which would lead them to be more distracted.
Okay.
Have you ever been behind somebody that's like looking for something or trying to go somewhere? They make a wrong turn. They go into your lane without looking. Like, maybe that could contribute to it. You're messing around more on like with your GPS.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Or like you're kind of lost, so you're looking for, you know, the right direction to take. I don't know.
The other weird thing about these two stories we've had in like back-to-back days again, this 22-year-old kid just east of us facing a felony charge of reckless endangerment after police say he used a, quote, less than lethal pistol. I wish I had not asked this question because now I've been inundated with 50 messages of all kinds of guns that people have that are less than lethal guns. Police say he used a less than lethal pistol to shoot a projectile at a car. He, like we said, he's facing felony charges not only of reckless endangerment, but endangering the welfare of a child. The other thing weird about these two stories specifically,
what's that?
Both of them, morning commute rages.
Oh.
This one happened at 7 a.m. The other 20-something was arrested just after 8 a.m. And I always thought, again, traditionally, road rage was more of a commute home issue.
But it is weird.
Yeah, true. I always think evening rage.
Right?
But why is that, though? You would think tensions are the highest in the morning. You're thinking of all the stuff you got to do today.
Here's why. You are less likely to have a schedule to keep when you are leaving work. Right? Like, if I...
Well, to her point, though, you're getting to your schedule, so all that's on your mind.
But I have to get there.
Right.
Like, no matter what happens...
But that's the pressure?
Tension.
So you're saying it's on the way home?
I would argue, even if you are furious in the morning, the pressure of getting to your job on time is enough to make you let things go. Mm-hmm. If I am leaving work, and yeah, I want to be home, but I don't have to be
home... I can punch
that guy.
I got time
to threaten you.
Yes. No, I mean, look, we've seen throughout the history of mankind, there are lots of things we will tolerate that would normally make us flip out if we have a job we have to do.
All right.
If the job is no longer mandatory, that's when things get scary.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
All right, so I'm on my way home. I got time now to flip out.
Like, but in both of these cases, for example, right? Like, because it happened in the morning, for the suspects and the victims, it caused a ton of problems throughout their day. For example, at 7-something in the morning, you would assume both of these people are on their way to work, right? Well, the suspect is going to miss work on account of the gun charge.
Yeah.
The victim is at minimum going to be late.
Traumatized.
Okay, there you go. Like, as mad as you are going to get on the road, you would still have to explain to your employer what happened if you either freaked out or were a victim of something.
Yeah. Well, only one of those you're going to tell the truth.
Well, I mean.
If you're the victim, if you're the actual guy to pull the gun out. I don't think that's the story you're going to go with to your employer.
But you're going to, if you get arrested and you can't come in, you have to tell them.
Right.
What are you going to tell them?
Well, I'll probably lie.
I'm getting a haircut.
No, I'll lie about what happened.
Okay.
Like, I'll make myself the victim.
As the police are arresting you.
Yes. They got it wrong,
man.
Boss.
How have you never gotten a promotion at this job?
I don't.
The cops are putting him in cuffs. Yeah, man, I'm the victim here. Attica! Attica!
False arrest, man. Attica.
Finally.
What?
Well, though, to your point. No one gets out of these incidents, the road rage incidents specifically, looking good.
No.
Because even if you are the victim in these situations.
You're driving by it, you're assuming it's an issue on both sides.
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
What did that guy do?
Yes, as the victim, you did something on the road to encourage this person to do something worse to you. For example, let's say Breezy from PXY down the hall. She's 2 hours late, comes in all flustered. She goes, some guy shot a rubber bullet at my window and shattered it. What is the first question you have for her?
Moose did it.
No, that's not a question, you idiot.
What were you doing?
Okay.
Because I also know Breezy.
There you go.
And Breezy was driving like Breezy.
If she looks at you and goes, I was not doing anything, all of a sudden my window shattered, would you
believe her?
You
wouldn't believe her.
Kimmy, would you believe her? She's more your friend than Tommy's. She hates Tommy right now.
I've watched her park outside, so probably not.
She's probably got three bumper stickers on her car that would piss people off. What?
She has no bumper stickers on her car.
Have you looked?
No, but I'm assuming.
Yes.
I mean, you could have done legitimately nothing wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
And been the most victim in the history of victims. And no one is going to believe that you did not play a part in this scary
scene. I would agree with that.
Okay, but that's another reason to avoid any kind of road rage interaction.
But sometimes it just happens. Like, you don't even know you're doing it to somebody.
I wonder how many people, when they get approached by somebody who's pissed, are completely oblivious to what they did.
Where it gets to this point?
I don't know.
I mean, Kimmy, I can't imagine you cut somebody off. Here comes an airsoft gun right away.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, somebody's coming up to their window. They don't even realize, like, why this person's mad.
Okay, but in both of these cases, they were moving.
Okay.
You get what I'm
saying? Yeah.
Right? No, look, you're right. I get what you're saying. You cut somebody off. You end up somewhere. Now they're walking up to the window of your car. Okay, it's a bad scene. But in this case, I mean, look, I know it's bad, and we try not to victim blame on this show, but I assume there was some back and forth where both...
There usually is.
Both people were being dicks. And, like... That has to be the most deflating feeling ever.
What's that?
Well, because you don't want to look like this road rage stuff. You don't want to look like a puss, right? You don't want to look like a pansy. But after you stand your ground and you're the one that ends up with a shattered window from either what was thrown with the story yesterday or the projectile.
Yeah.
Now you've got all this stuff to deal with, which you wouldn't have had to do had you just gone about your business.
Yeah, just keep going.
Right?
Yeah.
So the moral of the story, nobody sees how tough you are. When you're out there on the road, stick it up for yourself. Nobody cares about the story afterwards. Like, nobody's going to be entertained about what a tough guy you were.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that can happen is bad stuff.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
That's the best advice.
Best egg advice.
I'm trying to support you right now.
It's a bag of pocabity. It's bon. It's so good.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Like, no joke, it's almost like the people who run this industry wake up every morning and go, how can we make our product and the experience worse?
What happened?
Every year, this experience becomes more expensive, more of a pain in the ass, and more stressful.
Mm.
And the worst part about it,
what's that?
The folks who own these airlines are right out in the open letting us know how little they care about how we feel, what we spend, how it goes when we take a trip on one of their airlines. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, as we speak.
Yeah.
Delta and United Airlines are facing a class action lawsuit. It comes from a handful of folks who spent extra money to get a perk they say they did not get on their flight.
What were they perking for?
So these people, Tommy, paid extra to have a window seat.
Oh, okay.
But when these folks were put in their seats, they were looking at the wall of the plane with no window.
So that's like usually the back of the plane.
Well, no,
or the bulkhead.
Sometimes the way it's spaced out.
Every plane, it turns out, at least these specific planes, have two seats without a window.
Okay.
It's just the way it all works out, the way that it has to
look. And these people got that seat.
Yes, but For example, one woman paid $170 more for the privilege of looking out the window.
Okay.
So that means she paid and selected her seat.
Yes. Yeah.
And then they moved her seat.
Well, no, she didn't know there was no window when she selected.
Like the seat would have normally had a window, but just the way, you know, like.
Oh, the new. Okay.
Yeah, it was the wall.
So they switched out the planes.
So when these people complained, these airlines had a couple of options. They could have apologized and just given them the extra money for the window seat back because there was no window. They could have offered other perks to maybe offset what
happened.
Well,
they could just give you credit towards another flight
later.
You
would think, yeah.
All of these things make sense. The airlines in question did neither of those things because right now these airlines are in court with these people that filed the class action lawsuit, and they're trying to get the lawsuit dismissed with this argument. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The airlines are arguing, and I quote,
listen,
passengers who pay extra for a window seat are not entitled to a seat next to a window.
Sucker.
That is their legit argument in court.
Even though it's in
you're
the
paying
name.
For this,
yes.
But you ain't maybe getting
the window
name,
seat.
It is called a window seat.
And you paid for it.
And yes, and the airlines go further. They say the term window seat just means a seat on the inside
subject
of a
to
row.
Interpretation.
Exactly. Right? Okay. Even though it says in the description, right, window seat.
You're sitting next to the bulkhead or the side of the plane.
You got it. Yes. So now we wait and see how this court interprets this brilliant argument. How are folks that run airlines such
just
blatant
let it go.
Dicks?
Like, it doesn't cost you anything in the long run.
Thank
well,
you.
No, I get, but there ain't a lot of airlines to choose from anymore. Because every time there's a discount, I want to go under.
And that's what sucks, man.
Right?
Like every year, flying on a plane gets a little bit worse.
I can't wait to when we're standing.
It's coming.
You stand up and fly.
Yes, stand up airline.
It's going to be like a subway.
You won't be allowed because they've seen your set. But like, Kimmy,
yeah.
Every year, newer planes have slightly less legroom.
Yeah, they're shrinking. Yeah.
The food you get starts to shrink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The cups for the complimentary drinks are smaller. Here's half a Diet Coke for your $600 plane ticket. And it's not like air travel today is any more efficient than it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, anything you can think of to make your flight experience more comfortable, they are going to charge you for. And they do it right out in the open. Let's not forget, 20 years ago, there was not a single airline in the world that charged for check bags.
Yeah.
20 years ago,
every
airline
just included
took your check bags for free. And when it started, I forget which airline started it, it was $15 to check a bag.
And everybody was flipping out.
Flipped out! Now you cannot check a bag for less than like $35 on the most economic of airlines. Most of the time, it's $50.
So I remember I flew Air Canada one time on a long flight. And when I got, you select your seat.
Yeah.
And it wasn't my seat, but I didn't really care. I was just flying by myself. So I'm sitting there. And I'm sitting next to this kid, and I order a drink once we get up. And the stewardess comes over, and she's and I order my drink. I go to pay, and she goes, no, it's okay. We moved your seat.
Oh, okay.
So they gave me a complimentary drink.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she knew they moved my seat, and they gave me a complimentary drink. So that does not exist anymore. Like, that kind of customer service.
Yeah, because, again, in this
story. Sounds like, man, move me over there next.
But again, in this story, they're going to court with these people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Let's
they're
going
to battle it out.
Let's say there's 100 people in this class action lawsuit, and each one of them paid on average $300 more for a window seat. That's $3,000.
Oh, yeah.
They could have refunded
right,
$3,000. But instead, they're going to go to court. So now for the rest of time, when you order a window seat, you're not guaranteed a window seat. And something that you said, you're right. I know there is nowhere else for us to go. So they can jam it you know where.
Oh, yeah.
Smile at us while they're doing it, right? But the major airlines don't have to do this because despite all the bitching and complaining from airlines, they still make a fortune.
Oh, yeah.
For example, last year, United Airlines, one of the companies in this lawsuit, made $3.15 billion.
In profit.
Yes. The year before, they made $2.5 billion, and they are currently in court fighting a handful of people who wanted a few hundred bucks each for not getting exactly what they paid for.
And it's bad business. It just looks bad.
But again, like you said, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You can't.
Go ahead. Go to America and see how you get treated.
I mean, like, in all sincerity, like, if you ordered a ticket, like, you went online, you bought a ticket for United, and, like, a middle manager for United Airlines knocked on your door, and when you opened it, he punched you in the face. You would still have to take that flight.
Oh, smack your air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real thing.
Gotta get there.
Because how else are you getting to California?
Yeah, true. But all those upgrades like you do, because, like, now there's, like, that new thing that didn't exist before
economy, like something plus.
Economy yeah. plus. So you're yeah. not in business. He's not no. that important.
Right, right, nope, right. nope, nope.
You're not in coach.
Nope, nope.
Right.
You're kind of out of coach.
But maybe something else is included that doesn't really matter.
But you pay for
yeah.
it.
No, but here's
and
the thing.
And it's expensive. Yeah.
But that economy plus that you're talking about
yeah.
was just a regular airplane right. seat 15 years ago.
Right. Just basic, the basic package.
But they're not cheap.
Exactly. And the coach you're sitting in now is smaller than the coach it used to be. That right. economy plus is just what a coach seat was 15 years yeah. ago. And yeah. they're charging you an extra $200 per person to put your ass in that
oh,
seat.
Oh, it's way more than that.
Is it that much?
Oh, yeah. Because we looked into it when we took our flights, because we're old, you know? And it was like, no, you got to be kidding me, man. We could go to Europe for this price.
It was that expensive?
Oh, yeah.
What, does it include like a meal?
So it's meal, drink.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Bigger seat. But to your point, it ain't worth that. But and again, you're just going to Florida. It's a couple-hour flight.
Sure. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, Delta and United Airlines are currently in court facing a class action lawsuit from a group of people who paid for window seats. They paid for window seats on flights, and when they sat down at their seat, they were on the inside of the row where the window would be, but they looked to their left or right, and there was no window. Because there are two seats in every plane, at least the planes that they're describing here, where just the layout yeah. means no window. These people wanted to be made right, and instead of the airlines taking care of them because they paid for a window seat and didn't get a window, they are in court right now arguing, quote, passengers who pay extra for a window seat are not entitled to a window. That is a quote.
You get a seat, no window.
That's in a court document yeah. that was submitted to a judge.
So their argument is it's the placement of the seat, not necessarily a window being
but
there.
Why would I pay extra to sit on the inside of yeah. a row?
Well, it's more fun making, you know, getting up and annoying people.
Thank you. Like, if there's no window there, it's the worst place to sit.
Yeah. Well, and I'm also thinking a lot of people who would pay that much to have a window seat, you might have a child who needs, who wants the window, who's going to drive you nuts. Or, like, I know it calms some people to look out the window.
You're
like, you might be a nervous yeah. flyer. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a reason you paid that much for the window seat, not just because, like, you liked sitting there.
The worst seat, I would argue, is not the one that doesn't have the window on the
wall.
Oh,
it's the middle.
No. I'm saying yeah. like when you're sitting on the window area, it's where the window is like right on
half.
The line of the two
yeah.
seats. Because like if it's
I
behind
don't know if
you.
I'm
can't see
allowed.
Nothing.
Well, and I also don't know who controls the shade.
Thank you.
I want it up. I want to see stuff.
No, I get it. But if it's
yeah.
right between the
two
seats.
Yeah, it's the worst. No man's land.
Is this your window or my window?
You know, going to the whole, like you brought up when the low-cost carriers, they all eventually go out of business.
Yeah.
But one of two things happens. They either go out of business or they become regular carriers. Like
that's JetBlue.
And Southwest, I would yeah. argue now. Like, they've become just regular carriers. Mm-hmm. It does seem like there is a space right now for an airline that will not screw you.
No.
I'm serious. Like, right now, like you said, you have no choice. Every airline you fly is going to be a dick to you and smile in your face.
Mm.
But if someone has the money to start won't screw you airlines, mm-hmm. they would make a fortune. And you would just have to be ethical.
Or nice.
That's it.
Yeah.
All nice air.
Yes. All you would have to do is be nice. And you would corner the airline industry. That's all you have to do.
But then they would turn into dicks.
Two here and there.
They would.
Yeah.
They would turn into because all these airlines probably started out that way. And then they turn into dicks.
It is funny when you run into somebody who has had a bad experience with one of the airlines. And be like, well, I'll never fly Delta again, or I'll never fly American Air. But I'm like, yeah, you will.
Yeah.
You will if
oh,
you find the
wife.
Right price
yep.
and the right time.
I
like, you don't have that many options.
Well, yeah, but where are we going?
Exactly. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So Taco Bell has run a promotion over the last couple of months. They allowed registered Taco Bell Rewards Program members to submit, quote, to their Taco Bell fan style contest. Long story short, you could come up with a food at okay. Taco Bell.
So
create
anything.
Your own.
Like, this isn't limited to one specific food item. This is like come up with your own combo.
You got it.
All right.
So on the app, you would submit whatever new food you would want at Taco Bell, like how, you know, the way you would design it, mm-hmm. and they were going to take the top three and put them on the menu. Yesterday, they made that announcement.
Oh, well. What are we getting?
So the three new fan-created items. Are you ready for this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First one, the California Crunch Wrap. That is steak, seasoned fries, and guacamole wrapped in a Crunch Wrap shell.
Damn, that sounds pretty good.
Okay.
What was on it before? What?
It's chicken and no fries.
It wasn't steak before?
But it's like steak.
Steak,
avocado, and french fries.
French fries.
All in a wrap.
In a wrap.
Sounds
all right, that's a good one.
They got Burrito Bliss. It's a vegetarian version of Taco Bell's cheesy bean rice burrito. You get pico de gallo, fiesta tortilla strips, and avocado ranch inside.
Yeah, I think they already had that.
And then the Cantina Craze, that's a Cantina crispy chicken taco, and it adds creamy jalapeno sauce, lettuce, tomatoes, and reduced fat sour cream.
All right, so two diet ones,
and then
the good one.
And then, but even the good one, it's just steak and french fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This sucks.
Well, what else can you, what else is, I mean.
See, no, I get that a small mind like yours doesn't understand the potential here.
It would be so cruel.
No, I'm just saying, like, what else is left?
Questions.
You have all of these ingredients at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought they already kind
of
did all
of
it.
They do have a lot of combos, though, already.
Like, what else could you do?
And sticking with, like, the Mexican theme, you know what I mean? You are limited.
Because if you like to do that, just go to Chipotle and put your own thing together.
Oh, no, Chipotle is not Taco Bell. See, this is why we can't have this discussion.
Very different.
No, this is why we can't do this in this room.
It's Mexican food.
It's not even
close.
No.
Chipotle
to the same.
Is Southwestern Tex-Mex food.
You are an idiot. Your Chipotle's menu is based on Taco Bell, all of the options under the sun. And the fact that there were all the options under the sun, and these were the three best out of, I'm assuming, the Kimmy hundreds of thousands of submissions they got.
Well, yeah. Dude, well, I can't think. What else would you combo?
How about like a quesadilla burrito? Give me some. There needs to be at
but
least.
But don't they already have that?
No,
like,
they don't.
Wrap
that.
One
yeah,
the
you're
other?
Right. Their quesadillas could use some. I mean, they're very base.
Thank you.
Just chicken and cheese.
Thank you.
So
what else
yeah,
you want
if there was, if
no,
there was
a sauce in there,
if
there was a sauce in there.
Yeah, with the sauce.
All right. So what else you want?
Look, what I'm saying
could,
is,
yeah,
if you're gonna do this,
more exciting.
Give me one ridiculous, at least one ridiculous one. Give me a chalupa. Inside of a quesadilla. Something like that. Like something where I go, oh my God.
So shove one thing into another thing.
Or just like make it as extreme as it could possibly be. Like three meat burrito and also here's some cinnamon twists inside. Like give me something like I didn't think that would be
okay.
good.
All right.
And I'm going to be like, oh right, my
I don't
God.
Want you, I don't want your dessert shoved into
Shut
my
up.
My meal.
Give
Shut
it a little crunch.
Up.
I also am still not sold on the Taco Bell french fries idea.
Ooh.
So putting them into something.
Hot take.
I don't know. That doesn't do it for me.
All right. I'm going to go further on your hot take
yeah.
and get a little hotter. You don't have to have Mexican fries. Normal fries are fine.
Oh, are they different than normal fries?
Oh,
I thought
fries?
They were just regular french fries.
No, they are Mexican
so they got,
fries.
They got like a
Ooh,
Mexican kick.
So they put
yeah,
their
yeah,
little
yeah.
flair
and
on it.
And they come with cheese if you want it.
Oh,
so
that sounds pretty good.
You guys remember, but it's not though. I mean,
I haven't tried it, so I can't say for sure.
Well, I just don't
but
think
I just, yeah,
I don't
eat
think
french
fries,
fries yeah, my,
with Mexican food.
And well, any of my Taco Bell
I think chip.
Stuff.
No, I'm 100% in on french fries with Mexican food, but I just want regular fries. You guys remember Del Taco?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Del Taco, if you're younger, was a chain taco place. It still exists
yeah.
in some places. They opened up when I was like 10 years old here in the greater Rochester area. They sold regular fries with Mexican food, and their Mexican food sucked, but their fries were great.
Yeah.
Like, I am fine. I think there should be an American law, and I'm serious. Every restaurant has to offer fries.
But I mean, but true authentic Mexican food does not have fried potatoes in it.
Yeah.
Understood.
And
true
I wouldn't
authentic
want it.
Mexican food doesn't it's there's nothing called a chalupa.
Yeah, but do you want fries?
Well, yeah. Isn't there a
give me some nachos.
There's a chalupa, there's a town chalupa where that was started. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, like that famous song? Down in the West Texas town of Chalupa.
I had some French fries with a Mexican gal. Thank you, Marty Robbins.
No, like I can't think of a food that I could eat where French fries doesn't go.
I mean,
name it. Name a food.
But that's what I mean. Like, if you're gonna stick with the theme, like, give me nachos. Give me a different form of potato.
No,
but if you're eating a big ass burrito, one of them Whopper ones,
yeah,
you
I don't
like?
Want French
yeah.
fries.
I don't need a set of fries with a 5-pound burrito.
What's wrong with you? Why everything goes great with fries?
It's too much,
bro. You buy a giant ass hamburger, Whopping hamburger.
And by the way,
fries.
What am I dipping my French fries in?
Ooh, good call.
You can have ketchup.
No,
with Mexican food.
Why not?
Because
you got tomatoes in there. He's got teeth, ain't he?
No. Good. Yeah.
I have never seen ketchup served in a Mexican restaurant. You can't get ketchup in Mexico.
No kidding.
Seriously.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's weird.
Well, no ketchup in Mexico.
That's weird because
President
I thought.
President Duarte banned it many years ago.
Well, no. With all of the international stuff going on right now, trade and tariffs, I thought the Chinese and the Mexicans got together. The Chinese were giving Mexicans ketchup. And the Mexicans were shipping cheese to China.
Oh, I did not realize that.
Because before they started doing this deal with Mexico.
Yeah, what was the deal?
Well, there was no cheese in China.
Wait, there's no cheese in China?
There ain't
no cheese in China. There ain't no cheese in China.
Yeah.
Took a while, but you got there.
Are you not watching the news? I don't know.
I am not.
252 WCMF. Again, Taco Bell, back over the summer, offered their app members an opportunity to invent food at Taco Bell that would end up on the menu. They chose three menu items, and they're boring as hell. California Crunchwrap is just a Crunchwrap with steak and guacamole and fries inside. Burrito Bliss, it's just like a vegetarian version
of their
cheesy bean potato with tortilla strips and avocado ranch. And the Cantina Craze, crispy chicken taco, you add jalapeno sauce, lettuce, tomatoes, and reduced fat sour cream. I'm very disappointed.
I think I have a problem with, like, because they've done this before with other types of food, too. And if you're going to make something boring, why even ask us?
Thank you.
Because I think it was Lay's? One of the potato chip companies did the invent your own flavor of potato chip. And I think like the one they came up with was like baked potato or something, which I'm sure is good. But you just picked another form of potato to make the flavor.
Not a lot of flavor.
On the potato chips.
Do you hear the passion in her voice?
On the chip.
On the chips.
It's turning into Bill Cosby.
It's two Bill Cosby references.
I know.
I'm like, come on. There had to be more creative ideas out there than baked potato.
Look, I'm with you. I'm on your team here, Kimmy. We are on the same team right now. So, from now on, I think out of protest, if you go to Taco Bell, make them make you the most extreme thing you've ever heard of.
Stuff something into something into something.
Yeah. How
about the triple stuff?
Look, if you did a triple, I'm not even
like
kidding.
Like the turducken.
No, just call it the triple stuff. You get to take three things and put them together.
Yes, that's actually a brilliant idea. Triple stuff menu. Yeah. Item one, item like a list of items here, list
whatever
of items here, and then we'll stuff them all together.
Ram them in.
That is a brilliant idea. Yeah. See, that's the first smart food idea you've ever had.
Thank you.
But you eat like a bitch.
Yes, I do.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.